Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The Packers were in pads at practice. And, oh boy, a bunch of people missed practice. But Jaire Alexander was back out there in pads. Very encouraging. Jordan Love, a full participant, according to Matt LaFleur after the fact. So, some positive signs, some things moving in the right direction. One note, Romeo Doubs did miss practice today due to a personal reason. LaFleur indicated that hopefully he's back tomorrow, but that's no given. His status for the game on Sunday could potentially be in question. Something to monitor here these next couple days. Obviously, we hope all is well with Romeo and whatever's going on there. It is personal. Don't really care what it is. I just hope he's all right and everyone he is dealing with is doing well. So we'll see what happens here throughout the week as far as his availability. We already know Christian Watson won't be playing this game. Dontavian Wicks, it is time to step up. There is zero doubt that in the absence of Watson and potentially Romeo Doubs, Wicks is going to be even more involved in this offense. And it's kind of funny to say that because the man is the most targeted receiver in Green Bay at the moment. And you would think that would be Jaden Reed, but Wicks is certainly going to get a bunch of looks, both upcoming here in LA on Sunday, but also I would suspect these next couple weeks. We've seen a very up and down performance from Wicks so far. He certainly has flashed some of that potential and playmaking ability that we saw his rookie season. We've also seen some brutal drops, some miscommunications, being in the wrong place, getting the wrong calls, just some really inconsistent all-around play from Wicks. And it is time for him to start ironing that out because the team is going to need him without question. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Before we get going, you guys know what I got to do. Got to give a shout out to our friends over at Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. And tonight, one of my picks. Come on now. You got to go with Jackson Churio. Giving me 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I'm all about that life. Let's do it, people. I mean, obviously, go Brewers. Last night was insane. I'm still kind of recovering from celebrating all night. That was fun. That was a good time. Let's do it again tonight, shall we? What's up, fine folks of the internet? We got Mimsy out here with a super chat already. Can Jackson Churio kick field goals? Let's find out. I mean, the man sure can hit home runs. My goodness, what a performance. What a performance by the Brewers rookie last night. And hell, I'm down with bringing him up to Green Bay and seeing if he can get it through the uprights. It couldn't hurt, right? But let's find out. Dokar, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. With all the kicker issues we are going through, I'm very thankful to have a punter, random packer, Derek Frost. Good callback there. Yeah, man. Look, this is exactly what you wanted from Waylon coming into this season as far as building on what you saw. You know, some really promising stuff his first year in Green Bay. And this summer, we certainly saw him continue to boot like humongous 60-yard, 70-yard punts, something we saw last summer. But what we really saw kind of take hold this training camp was his ability as a directional punter. That is something Bisaccia had said he had been working on all offseason. That has certainly come to the fore here early in the year. We've seen him pin opponents deep. We've seen him do some classic coffin corner kicks. He's continuously and pretty consistently been flipping field position. And we've talked about it here before. That really helps your defense. I mean, there's no doubt that having to traverse the entire, 80 yards of the football field, so to speak, rather than getting, an extra 20 or even 30 because of a mishit kick or a kick that's, hit wrong or whatever. He's been consistent in pinning these, opposing offenses deep in their own territory. An absolute weapon to behold, no question. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Open the roof. Doesn't Major League Baseball understand that players having to deal with colder temps is part of what makes October baseball great? Man, don't get me started with Major League Baseball. They do so many things wrong. I mean, the fact that that game last night and probably tonight isn't available over the air in Wisconsin is absolute insanity to me. And I understand all the rights and Bally and ESPN. I get all that. But it's still ludicrous to me. And yes, the decision to keep the roof closed is asinine. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful October evening in Milwaukee, and they have the roof closed. It makes zero sense. But you know, most of what MLB does doesn't make any sense. King Favre, what's going on, man? Is Musgrave a Jag? Was last year just a mirage? Not sure what to think. I do really like his skill set, so I want him to get back to 2023 level of play. That's interesting you bring that up. And he was effective at times last year, but you certainly saw him have the inconsistencies throughout his rookie year. I don't know what's holding him back from taking whatever steps he needs to take to be, A, more productive, and B, just be a better overall all-around football player, tight end, what have you. He certainly hasn't seemed to grow into the physical part of the job. And I know for a lot of guys, coming out of college and making that transition, and we've heard LaFleur talk about this before, that can be a real process, right? Going from essentially, you know, he's a star receiving tight end in college. He's got that speed. He's running away from everybody. It's easier than coming to the NFL and not only being asked to do that, which he has at times, especially last year, not so much this season so far, but, you know, you're doing that aspect of your job, which you do know how to do. But then you're also having to learn all these different things about protections, all the adjustments at the line of scrimmage, route adjustments that you never had to deal with in college. And then, of course, if you're playing in line, you're going to be taking on some pretty significant pass rushers, NFL-level talent. It's very different than the world you were living in college. So I do think, yeah, the ability to come in and hit the ground running, you know, you would have liked to see it a little bit more. But I still think he's developing. He's still learning, and everybody, it's never linear. Everybody learns and grows and develops at a different rate. So I'm not ready to write him off and call him a Jag just yet. I think it's still very, very early in his career. He is still a very young player, but you do want to see him grow a little bit faster and develop a little bit kind of more consistency, because that's the thing. It's one thing if you can hit him on an out route and he can take it upfield and get you 15, 20 yards and everyone gets excited. The problem is at what cost? If you continuously have him on the field and he's getting overwhelmed trying to block people or not able to do what you're asking of him in some of the H-back capacity, because that's another aspect of that position that you're asked to do and participate in Matt's offense. Well, if you're not able to be counted on in that regard, that's you're just going to see Tucker out there that much more. So I think we'll see some more playing with the two tight end look stuff, and hopefully he starts to round into shape. And we did see him improve throughout last season. I hope we see some more of that improvement this year. But again, I think it's a little early to call him just a guy. Just a little early for that. Kyle, what's up, man? What do you think is the biggest problem with Kenny and the D-line? I was super excited for their position group the most. Hope Musgrave isn't a bust. Go Pack, go. Man, a lot of down on Musgrave stuff today. Musgrave just gotta play, man. He's just got to play and continue to develop. As far as Kenny and the D-line, yeah, I thought Kenny actually, going back and watching that game, Kenny played better on tape than I thought he played watching it live. He certainly was dealing with a lot from the Vikings. They paid a lot of attention to him. The issue, of course, is that all of that attention didn't merit great results for anyone else on the defensive front. And I say front to include the linebackers who were sometimes being asked to blitz and try and break through on bigger pressure calls. It was pretty neutered all the way up front. And now look, you tip your cap. The Vikings are good. They're talented. No question about it. But you would have liked to have seen a little bit more kind of production for certain, but even just affecting of the quarterback. Which of especially in the first half, there was precious little. As for what's going on, I couldn't really tell you. I mean, some of it has got to be what they're being asked to do. And we certainly saw that through the first 2 weeks. I believe LaFleur talked about that just a little bit ago today. I did find it interesting when Matt was asked about, I don't know if he was asked about a specific player or the pass rush in general, but he did allude to voices and conversations outside the building talking about the pass rush and how disappointing it's been. And I'm always interested in that because it's like, okay, I'm sure he's not going and diving into what's being said on the internet or in the paper or whatever, but obviously they have a PR team that is showing them what is being written, what is being talked about. So, like, is LaFleur getting clips of, like, Twitter? Is Jason Waller's in the PR group, like, putting, well, you know, Andy Herman had them graded poorly, or Ross Uglum was tweeting about how they're not getting home? Like, what are they putting in front of Coach to have him cite the outside conversation? I don't know. I always find that fascinating. But back to your question, yeah, you would like them to see and win a little bit more regularly. Hopefully this grows as the season goes on and they kind of figure their way in this new scheme and are able to take advantage of teams like the Rams coming up on Sunday. Well, we did see them, you know, put Will Levis on his ass 8 times 2 weeks ago. So hopefully this is another case of a team that the Packers can take advantage of. The Rams are beat up to hell up front, so you would expect the Packers should be able to. But as far as, you know, eventually you're going to face teams with good offensive lines. And if you want to be able to rush 4, which you do point blank in the NFL, yeah, these guys are going to have to figure out ways to win some of these one-on-one matchups, because right now it's pretty rare, which is not great. Last Son of Krypton, what's up, man? Be nice to see Gary Bull Rush an offensive line into a quarterback's lap. I think there's a chance we might see that this weekend. I got to think, you know, speaking of the noise outside, I got to think, you know, he knows what's being talked about. He knows what people are saying regarding his lack of production. I think there's a decent chance we see some of that on Sunday. Mimsy, what's up? Here's to hoping Uke is on the call tonight. I know, although I will say, shout out to Jeff Levering. His calls of those two home runs last night were absolutely outstanding, especially after Churio's homer. And he obviously had the emotion. He was so up. And then he just got out of the way and let the crowd and the moment do the work. I mean, that's the sign of a real pro. And it was just a great call, both of them, that one and the Mitchell home run. Just great, great stuff. But to your point, yes, I really hope Bob is on the mic tonight. Would be great. Mimsy, your follow-up chat. That said, Levering is great. Malik to Euchre's J-Love. That's not bad. That is not bad. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Nags, can you reach out to Chris Jackie from retirement? I jest. But the Crosby talk is equally not the solution. Chelsea smashed it again tonight. Yeah, I saw they had like 4 in the first half. It's becoming a regular gig. You know, Chris Jackie, Mason Crosby, between the two of them, they could get through the season, right? Come on, they got a couple kicks left in them. I saw that, speaking of Crosby, he was at a MLS game last night, I believe. Just enjoying retired life, kicking it, having a good time. Pack Daddy, what's going on, man? Reed, number 11. Churio, number 11. Maybe Giannis should change his number. Well, okay, let's slow down. Giannis has won a championship. You know, Reed and Churio, they're working their way towards one. So if anybody's changing their numbers, it should be to Giannis's. Overpowered by Monk. What's up, man? Had my first carry the G last night during transplants. Fantastic beer. Kudos, boys. That is incredibly kind of you, sir. If only there was a way to remind people where it's from and what it's all about.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Right, carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV, available all across the great state of Wisconsin and now available in certain parts of Chicago. Go to cheeseheadtv.com, click on the beer link at the top of the page. You'll find our interactive map for the entire state and the city of Chicago. Just put in your zip code and you will find the stores nearest you that serve Carry the G. And if, hey, you live in a desolate area that does not have it, talk to your stores, your locals, your bars, what have you. Our distributors will get it there. So if you ask for it, they will get it. Do it, people. Get yourself some Carry the G. Good times. Good times. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss any chats. That'd be bad. New York Cheese said, love that song. Jason knocked it out of the park. If you want to check out more of Jason's music, there's a link in the description of the video where you can go to his YouTube page. Really, really, really talented guy. David, this is the greatest Eeyore thing ever. So the fans have to call out Gary just to get him to do his job. No, that's not it. Like, I have zero doubt that he hears everything that's being talked about. No question about it. But he doesn't do his job because of that. He does his job because he's getting paid to do it. He's a professional. And because he's got coaches in his ear going, okay, we need to be a little bit more productive. Trust me. No one's out there, like, doing it for Bob37 on Twitter, you know? Just saying he's hearing it. There's zero doubt. It's impossible not to, especially in this day and age where every family member, everybody has social media and or access to someone who does and is online all the time and knows what's being talked about. It's just how we live now, unfortunately. How can we get Carry the G to Kettle? Oh, New York, we were this close. We were that close. We had conversations with a few distributors here in the New York area. Unfortunately, because it's a limited kind of seasonal beer, you know, only available during football season, and because there are, you know, a handful of spots here in New York that would have been interested. Patrick was definitely down to carry it at Kettle. The Whalen was interested. But the problem is there's just not enough demand in the New York area. You know, obviously, I'd keep us well-stocked here at Shane Egler, but the distributors would just have to make room for a very, very, very small order, essentially. And it just, to them, it wouldn't be worth the hassle, which I get. I understand. So maybe someday, if Carry the G continues to grow and we become more of a national brand, hopefully we'll get there one day. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Caleb Williams is currently sat crying with a can of Carry the G in hand, dreaming that he fell in the draft like Rodgers and was now a Packer. I mean, there's no doubt, right? I mean, didn't he have a tweet out about being a Packers fan? Clearly, he's somewhere drinking a Carry the G. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Jake, what's going on, man? How are you? Good to see you. Everybody mixing it up. Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? Indiana's here. What's up, Carrie? How are you? Angel bought Carry the G, but it's waiting until Sunday to try it. I like that. That's probably a good way to go about it. I like having it on game day specifically. And look, if you're in the Green Bay area, if you go to Lambeau, lots of people are drinking it. Lot one around the stadium. It's awesome. I'm really kind of mystified as to how it took root so quickly, but it's pretty great. Nicole G, how are you? Thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well. What else we got? I'm going to get a few more here before I head out. Somebody's blaming Musgrave's mustache for his slow start. I like it. What else we got? People talking about the roof. We got Ticketmaster gripes in the chat. That's always fun. Adam, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I should be working, but Cheesehead TV and the pack is more important. Thanks for everything, Nags. Adam, don't get fired. Don't do anything silly, but I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for the support. Nice beard, Nags. It's just laziness. I just haven't shaved. I probably should, but I'm just not down for it yet. So we'll see tomorrow when we get the final injury report of the week regarding pretty much everything that's up in the air right now, whether it's Romeo Doubs and his personal issue. Good to see Jair Alexander back on the practice field today in pads. That's a good look. Jordan Love, full participant, another good look. We'll see. I know Kenny Clark's dealing with a toe injury. Those can be tricky. And unfortunately, it really feels like there's a lot of guys kind of in the air as to whether they'll have designations or not. So that's something to look for when the injury report comes out tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm going to head out. I'm going to get ready for this Brewers game. I'm really nervous, which is kind of ridiculous, but I appreciate everyone hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.